We'll get to that whole issue in a second. I just want to give the three of you a chance to throw out a couple questions to the faculty about HER2-positive disease. So I'm also curious right now, have you started to think about post-adjuvant neratinib? I mean, the indication was fairly recently. Are you now starting to look at your patients coming up at a year of trastuzumab, even a few months ahead of time, about this issue? Have you started anybody on it,
Patricia? I just saw a patient on Tuesday before I left who completed her year of trastuzumab probably about 2 months ago. And when I was preparing for this and I saw her name on my list and I looked and I said, oh, wow, neratinib.
So what's her original stage?
She was at least a stage two. She had at least a greater than 2 centimeters in positive nodes.
But she had adjuvant therapy?
She had neoadjuvant and she had residual disease at the time of surgery and finished off with trastuzumab alone because that was before the affinity trial. So I couldn't continue with the pertuzumab after in the adjuvant setting.
What about neratinib, Sarah, and people who've had neoadjuvant therapy?
Big unknown for us. So the study did allow patients who were treated in the neoadjuvant setting. However, I just looked up the full publication of Extenet to look at the forest plot and see if they subsetted out benefit based on whether they'd had neoadjuvant or adjuvant or pertuzumab, and it's not subsetted out. So we don't know how well it works. I imagine that for patients who received neoadjuvant therapy, whatever it was, and they have residual disease, especially if their tumor is ER co-expressing, the benefit's going to be there for the addition of neratinib, but we don't have the data.